at 6:32, and this is some of the music from Truce, a futuristic musical for peace by Gene Ruffinini, with music by Barney Griffin, and it's directed by Elizabeth Roof Maldonado. Elizabeth Roof Maldonado is a performing artist, a professor, and director of Truce, and has created new theater and film works in the United States, Europe, and Latin America. At Theater for the New City, she directed Color, which, like Truce, was directed by Gene Ruffini. She wrote, directed, and performed in The Iron Heel, a dance operetta based on the novel by Jack London, and she has originated roles in many musicals and plays directed by Crystal Field, executive artistic director of Theater for the New City. Roof Maldonado is a professor at Boricua College and completed her doctoral dissertation at Columbia University on the contemporary theater of Cuba, where she lived for a year. She is a community garden co-founder and organizer on the Lower East Side, And Elizabeth Roof Maldonado joins me this morning on the morning show on this fantastic radio station, if I do say so myself, WBAI. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Thank you for that introduction.
Oh, wow. It's my pleasure, and thank you for taking time. So, tell us about this musical. Give us some of the information, the background information about it, and let's get people to interested in this.
Well, yes, Truce is opening today, and the background of the musical is it's inspired by the recent centennial that we celebrated last Christmas of the 100th anniversary of the World War I Christmas truce, which occurred in 1914, a little over 100 years ago. And Gene Ruffini was inspired by that truce, and he sort of followed current political trends into the future, 50 years into our future, to the year 2064. And he imagined that the U.S. and Brazil could very easily be at war at that time. And so he follows two soldiers, a U.S. soldier and a Brazilian soldier, as they meet on the battlefield in the Brazilian jungle. And it's Christmas Day, and they realize that they've been sold a bill of goods, and they don't believe in it anymore, and they decide not to kill each other. And they come to terms over samba and playing soccer on the battlefield.
Wow. Wow, that's kind of like what happened in 1914, in a matter of speaking.
Yeah, well, that's the inspiration
for it.
I think the soccer was a big icon of that because, you know, 100 years ago, the men played soccer, and 100 years in the future, we're imagining them playing soccer as well and getting together. But it's not only them. It's the activists who feature in the drama of the play. There is a cast of eccentric characters from the political world, media moguls, and it's very interesting. Gene Ruffini is very astute, and he follows American trends and American attitudes into the future, like what would happen if a truce were to come about as a result of the spirit of Christmas, of peace, love, and brotherhood and sisterhood. Mm-hmm. How would a right-wing presidency spin that trend?
Elizabeth, what were some of the challenges that you encountered in directing this piece?
Well, the challenges, I think the biggest challenge is to honor the size of this piece, mm-hmm. because we're working with elements and a theater space that's one of our last community spaces on the Lower East Side. So what we tried to do is, rather than recreate everything extremely realistically, is use the arts of theater, which are first and foremost the people involved. So human techniques of what actors can do to make magic in spaces with the imagination. So I guess the biggest challenge would have been to create just a whole hemispheric panorama with very limited resources, but with a cast and a team that are so committed with so much love to the message of this piece that I think audiences will agree that we've transformed the space and we've carried them into vast worlds, you know, that span the whole hemisphere and even as far as the Vatican, where we have, we've imagined that the Pope, if we do follow, you know, a kind of a light with Pope Francis, who shows that there might be some alternatives and some changes in the Catholic Church, we've decided that, well, maybe they've come around to the point where the Pope might now be a South Asian woman. Mm-hmm. And we have a wonderful actress who's playing that role now. So there are, you know, it's quite an interesting project.
And it's in the Lower East Side. Let's orient people that may be listening in New Jersey, that may be listening in Connecticut, to get down to that area. Tonight is opening night. How long is the run?
The run, it's running from April 9th through the 19th, and the performances take place on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 3 p.m., so there are eight total performances over 2 weeks. And the theater is located at 155 First Avenue between 9th Street and 10th Street in Manhattan. And it's easily accessible by major transportation, subway. The ticket prices are very, I know I'm not going to mention them, but
good
they're extremely affordable.
You are a listener of WBA.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But they're affordable, okay. And I think I can say that there are discounts for students and seniors.
Okay.
And it's extremely accessible as far as ticket price.
Now, let me ask you this. Elizabeth Ruth Maldonado, you're a professor at Boricua College, and you studied in Cuba. You studied contemporary theater of Cuba, where you lived for a year. Did your studies in Cuba help you with this piece, do you believe?
Well, yes, they certainly did. I mean, one of the things that we've done with the show, it does have an interesting religious component to it. So I imagine the chorus as, you know, and since it takes place in Brazil, I was able to imagine the chorus as belonging to an Afro-Latino pantheon. So the people who are playing roles of chorus parts have been re-envisioned as spirits that originated with a lot of the deities that are shared between Cuba and Brazil and also with the Christian church. And so that knowledge helped me in preparing the play. But also, you know, what helped me with the play was just the commitment I saw in Cuba to just fight for what's right, fight for what you want to believe in, and never back down. You know, we have had a lot of challenges with the play as far as there are always challenges producing theater.
Right.
And so I saw in Cuba, for example, theater groups that didn't have transportation even, and they took their performances to neighborhoods all over Cuba on bicycle. So, I mean, that spirit of just being able to improvise with what you have and just to create magic with the people and the team that you have. And that really inspired me from working with the Cuban people.
Mm-hmm.
I did work closely with the Colmenita Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the theaters that they have an adult theater. And then when the adults began to have children, they started a children's theater company, which is actually now toured the world. So La Comenita has been extremely inspiring to me as far as their collectivity, you know, that they're able to mobilize the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
To donate resources in order to put on a show and then do world-class theater that has even been the subject of films and has gathered the attention of international diplomats. And even I should mention, we are going to be having talkback sessions because of the timeliness of these topics and really the themes that come in, the hemispheric politics and also the environment, of course, because war also is always dealing with the the integrity of the land and how that is compromised when people are fighting. So one of the talkback hosts who we're going to have is Humberto Brown, who's a former Panamanian diplomat, and he's a researcher, and he's known from his participation in the Panama Deception, which is an Oscar-winning film that deals with really the U.S. policies towards basically every country in Latin America. You know, and Brazil also is, of course, celebrating another 50th anniversary, not celebrating, but remembering the dictatorship in 1964, which the U.S. also was supportive in that. And now we're looking 50 years into the future from now. So it's quite interesting.
It does.
I'm sure he's going to have his own,
Yeah, it does sound quite interesting. I'm speaking with Elizabeth Ruth Maldonado, performing artist and professor and director of Truce. Truce, a futuristic musical four-piece. And it's at the Theater for the New City, and just orient people one more time so they can come down. It's a two-week run. It may be extended. We don't know, but we'll see. Orient people. Give the coordinates for people to get down there.
Sure. And, you know, I just want to mention that Humberto would be coming in on Thursday, the 16th of April, and we'll have an environmentalist, Pramila Malik, who's coming to give a talk back on the 17th, which is a Friday. But the orientation of the place of the theater, it's at 155 First Avenue, located between 9th and 10th Streets in Manhattan. And the play is running from today, April 9th, through April 19th, so 2 weeks, Thursdays through Sundays at 8 p.m. Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. And the tickets are very affordable, and there are discounts for students and seniors.
All right. Well, Elizabeth Ruth Maldonado, thank you so much for coming on the program with me at the 6:30 in the morning. I really appreciate it.
Well, I do so appreciate being able to announce Truce and to share it with all the hardworking people who are up early and listening at this hour. And I think you're all going to get a lot out of the show, so thanks for listening.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Michael D. You too.